92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This week, tech company QTS will present their plans for a data center to the DeForest Village Board. Their proposal would use at least 600 acres of land that they want the village of DeForest to annex from the town of Vienna. Company leaders will talk about the overall concept at tomorrow's village board meeting. It starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at DeForest High School, and people are able to give their thoughts during the public comment portion. We're seeing higher numbers of people doing just that as this plan moves forward. And QTS has announced they're partnering with UW-Madison for sustainability research. The company says they're giving $1.5 million to 14 projects that explore how to make data centers more environmentally friendly. Those projects include topics like grid stability, sustainable landscape design, and health impacts of data centers, just like the one QTS wants to build in DeForest. Meanwhile, four Madison schools have safer entrances thanks to referendum money approved by voters. Last fall, residents approved $507 million in capital improvements. That includes more secure entryways. Leopold, Limburg, John Muir, and Olson Elementary Schools all have newly renovated front door areas. Stacy Starkey is the principal of Muir Elementary.
When I first joined the MMSD family and entered into Muir Elementary School, I noticed right away that we didn't have a secure Welcome Center entrance. So when I was collaborating with central office staff, I made it known our Muir family and community felt that this was something we wanted to prioritize.
Work for more secure entrances is currently underway at Midvale Elementary and is expected to be done at the end of the month. Hamilton Middle School will get its safer entry over winter break. And 22 other schools are set to get more secure entrances, too. That includes the ones that'll be totally rebuilt using money from that referendum. The government shutdown has ended. It was the longest in American history at 43 days. During the shutdown, the Trump administration opted not to fund SNAP, which 42 million Americans and 700,000 Wisconsinites rely on for food. That led to court cases, and eventually judges said the federal government is responsible to pay for the program during the shutdown. While Wisconsinites got their food benefits, now thousands could lose their health care coverage. Lisa Hale takes us to an event with the governor.
Governor Tony Evers toured the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry on Thursday, bringing attention not only to food insecurity, but also to the possibility of thousands of Wisconsinites losing health care coverage.
With the Obamacare credits that are going to be discussed in Washington, D.C., if that falls apart, which it very likely will, that means there's going to be tens of thousands of people in the state of Wisconsin that are going to be seeing double the amount of money that they have to pay for health care.
Evers said he is afraid it will lead to more food insecurity for Wisconsinites.
There's no ultimate answer, in my opinion, unless the federal government does what they need to do to make sure people have good health care, to make sure that they have enough food.
In the meantime, Evers believes the $104 million that Wisconsin put forward to ensure residents would receive their SNAP or food share benefits during the federal government shutdown will be returned to the state.
It's a federal program with federal money. We help get it out the door, but yes, I'm sure we'll get the money.
In Oshkosh, I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, a 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big-time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. It will be slushy with around a half inch, maybe up to an inch or even a little more possible in a few spots. Today, partly cloudy, right around 45. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, rain and snow ending with highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.